D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. The number two-seeded Vanderbilt Commodores open SEC tournament play in the women's tournament tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central against the winner of either Ole Miss or Auburn. And to join us to discuss that, we go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt women's basketball coach and SEC coach of the year, Shay Ralph. Hi, Shay. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. First off, congratulations on winning SEC
you.
Coach of the Year. Michaela Blakes
Thank
wins
you.
SEC Player of the Year. Aubrey Galvin wins SEC Freshman of the Year, marking the first time in more than 10 years that one school has swept those awards. What does that accomplishment mean to you?
You know, it's kind of, I'm getting that question a lot the last couple of days, and it's like, it's surreal. I think I'm grateful to the coaches that voted, because I do think that Michaela and Aubrey both earned those awards. And, you know, the byproduct of winning and having great players is that you win awards, including, you know, Coach of the Year. And I tell my team that all the time. I've told them that since we've been here for 5 years. The teams that win, those are the teams that get the awards. So the goal is always to be competitive enough to win. And whatever that means we have to do, whatever role we have to play, there's value in all of it, because as we continue to win, those will come. Those things are voted on. But what you can't vote on are the things that we really covet to. We want to win championships. And so I'm grateful for the honor. And it's really cool to see the players, you know, get honored and be so excited about that. The team be so excited about the things that are happening right now. But nothing changes for us. We just want to continue to do the work, put our head down, stay focused on winning championships, and take each day as it comes.
What is your outlook on the SEC tournament, Shay, as you prepare to play Auburn or Ole Miss tomorrow?
Man, well, first of all, I'm just so excited and proud of the team for earning the double bye, because this is a gauntlet. The SEC season, regular season, is a gauntlet, right? So you're playing two or three games a week, and it is tough. It's tough on your body. It's highly competitive. We're in the best conference in the country. And now, you know, depending on where you're seated, you may have to play 5 games in 5 days to compete for a championship. So the fact that we had the regular season that we did, and it put us in position to get a double bye, is amazing. But we have had to be really intentional with the way that we've utilized our days of prep and our days of rest, because we know going right into the quarterfinals, we're going to face the best teams in our conference, starting with tomorrow, right? So we have, hopefully, 3 games, but we're focusing on one. Tomorrow we wake up, and that's the one game that we have. That's the most important game of our season.
Talk with Shay Ralph, Vanderbilt's women's head basketball coach and SEC coach of the year. Now, what did the Georgia game teach you and your team? Because you had come off of two impressive wins against two top 10 teams, and you're on a 4-game win streak, but then you get to Georgia, and it's a hard-fought game, and Georgia ends up winning it at the end. What did that game teach your players and yourself?
Yeah, I mean, in reflection, I think it really was, and I told my team right after the game that that game, the way that we prepared, I felt like was on me, because we had such a great week. We played Monday night. We played Thursday night. Two really tough games against two really great teams. Our bodies were sore. Our spirits were high. And we have a very specific routine that we stick to. And I was, you know, I was thinking, I'm worried about their bodies. I want to make sure that, you know, we travel, we're ready, we're rested and recovered. And so when I said that I didn't feel like I prepared them, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. I don't think that things need to change. I think we can be intentional about the ways that we operate, but I didn't feel like we had done the things necessary to prepare properly for that game. And even so, you're going to come up against adversity. And either way, I tell them, like, hey, we learned today, right? We still had a chance to win the game, and we should have. And there were some tactical things that I would have done differently, and we've been working on that since then too. But that's what happens when you fail. You learn because you had to be resilient. And so, it wasn't a game that ended our season, but the emotion that came from that game, the resilience from my team, the way that they came together after that game, I knew. I had already known the team was special, but and I saw it in real time after that game, because the next week and a half was really, really, really great.
Now, how much synergy is there amongst all of the programs? Because what you ladies are doing and will continue to do, I believe, what the men are doing, then you look at the baseball team, they're always doing great. The football team has been doing well. And other, you know, other sports around the campus. But how much synergy is there amongst all of you?
Gosh, I need Clark Lee to help me with, like, a really profound word right now, because there is the community that we have at Vanderbilt is second to none. And I am being as transparent and honest with you guys as I can be. I've been doing this literally my whole life, right? Playing at a very high level, coaching at a very high level. And we have the best leadership. Our AD is hands down the best in the country, an incredible leader, an incredible human, smart. She's personally invested in the student athlete experience at Vanderbilt because she was a student athlete at Vanderbilt. And then you tie in the chancellor, who understands the importance of athletics and how that elevates the academic reputation and the school's reputation. So when people talk about resources, they think of money. But I'm talking about resources as in people, as in, like, pouring into our players and, like, the programs that they're parts of, the leadership opportunities are part of, the internship opportunities, the coaching community. I mean, I can't tell you how many I was getting text messages from coaches today. I sat with Clark a couple days ago to talk about our seasons, and Candace is calling me, and she's going to be here this week. So there is, you know, the community that we have, the support that we have. I think you guys are seeing the results of that, but that is genuine and organic. And that's what happens when you have those kinds of resources. You're going to see the results that Vanderbilt is producing right now.
Talking to Shay Ralph, head basketball coach for the Vanderbilt women's team, getting ready for the SEC tournament. Shay, I want to ask you one specific one about Mikayla Blake. She's obviously got all of the great makeup. We had a chance to talk to her on our show. We've watched her do all these interviews on the big stage. She handles herself so well. She's obviously a great competitor. But one specific thing I noticed about her, she's got the best scoop layup, I guess is how I would describe it, as I've ever seen. The way she gets it out away from her body, the angles she can flip it from, the angle off the glass. It's amazing what she does. Where did she learn that?
Probably from years of playing against players that are bigger than her, against all kinds of different defenders. And she learned it by probably failing over and over again. She's got great trainers and great coaches, but that kid is smart. She's got a very high basketball IQ. So she said it the other day in an interview, like, you're not going to be able to take the ball from me. You can't keep the ball from coming to me. So she's going to figure out a way to shoot it. And, you know, and that's just, it is what it is, because she knows that when she shoots it, there's a great chance that we're going to win the game. And that's on any team that she's played on. So I think it just is an example of not only her work ethic, but her high basketball IQ, and that she continues to adapt and improve no matter what kind of defenders she sees.
The story's been told very well by the announcers during the season, but Aubrey Galvin, I want to get your firsthand perspective on discovering her. She's so creative and unique, but as I understand it, she wasn't a five-star recruit that everybody in the country was locked in on when she was a 10th grader, like you see sometimes in college basketball. Now, where did you find her? When did you see that special ingredient that she's got?
So you're right. She wasn't what everybody talks about, but that is one of the things that I think we do really well here is, like, I personally do not care about rankings and scouting. I respect them, but that doesn't drive our recruiting strategy. Scouting services, what players are ranked, all the things, all the social media madness around them. I just know the kinds of kids that we need here and that I can coach. So my staff is really, really, really good. And so we go out and we have relationships across the country. When people text us to come watch their players, we go watch them. And that was what happened. We had a relationship with Aubrey's AAU coach, Stephen Pratt, with Full Package Elite. And he said, hey, I have this kid. She's really good. We went out and watched her. My staff texted me, like, you got to go see her. But, you know, don't sit there and watch. Don't, like, tell us that she's too small, because just wait, you know. And that was the thing. When she's too small, she's too small. And when I tell you the first 3 minutes of the game, I was like, we have to have this kid. Because like you said, she's so creative. She makes everybody on her team better. She's super crafty. She's one of the best playmakers that I've seen at her age in a long time. And certainly we wouldn't be where we are as a team without her. And in credit to her, too, because she came in with a high level of confidence and a chip on her shoulder, like, no, I can do it at this level. And she bet on herself, and it's paying off.
When you have a player like that, and I'm looking at her stats right now, her assist-to-turnover ratio is excellent for the amazing passes that she so often makes. Did you have to almost live with one or two plays that might not look good at first and say, look, if I play this out, we're going to come out way ahead?
Yeah, no, it's not – you always have to live with, you know, one or two of those plays. And I think what has helped our team, and specifically Aubrey and Michaela, continue to grow is their ability to play freely. So I do have concepts and we do have some structure, but I allow them to be themselves, you know, and that's from 1 through 13 on my team. I allow them to play freely, and they understand where the boundaries are. But I think in order for them to continue to grow, we have to give them the opportunity to make mistakes and not be afraid of that. And, you know, for Michaela and Aubrey early on in their careers, there was a lot, you know, they played a lot of minutes early. They learned a lot of lessons. And now when we're looking at March and Aubrey's freshman year, March and Michaela's sophomore year, I feel like we have the best backcourt in the country. And I know that they feel the same way because they are confident in each other. They trust in each other, and so does our team.
Coach, you played, and your alma mater is back where they have been so often, right towards the top. But yeah. as you've watched this program grow, when you took over, Vanderbilt's program was not where it had been for a long time. You've brought them back, but now we're in a discussion of number one seed and things like that. How close to championship level do you think this group is? It's a dangerous question. I know I'm asking, but you're kind of getting into that stratosphere a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talk about that all the time, that the goal is to win championships. The goal is to compete for championships, and the goal is to be able to sustain that. And I am more focused on that day-to-day creation of winning habits and championship culture. And so I don't know what this looks like for our team. What I can tell you, though, is that I think we're a lot closer than everybody else thinks. And, you know, I think, you know, we look at Vanderbilt and it's like, we're the Cinderella story, and I appreciate that because I know that we exceeded what people thought our expectations were, but we did not exceed our own expectations. Our expectation is going to be we will compete for championships, and that's not just this year. So hopefully the things that we say we are, how we operate, the things that we're after in terms of the vision of our program, there is an understanding and there is an appreciation and an acknowledgement of like, hey, yes, we're here, but not just this year. And our job is just to keep our heads down and continue doing the work that got us here in the first place.
Vanderbilt women's basketball coach Shea Ralph has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. The Commodores open the SEC tournament tomorrow against Auburn or Ole Miss at 5 p.m. Central. Shea, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on your honor and good luck in the SEC tournament and beyond.
And Coach,
thank
real quick,
so
make sure you keep our young phenom here at 102.5 The Game, Jake Lyman, in line, okay? He's doing a really good job, but let's not let him get the big head, okay?
Exactly.
I got you. He's really great. We love him. I don't think that would ever be a possibility, but don't worry. I'll keep him in line.
Okay.
Thank you, Shea.
Thank you, guys.
Jake Lyman, loose in Greenville, South Carolina.
Watch out.
I've never been to Greenville, South Carolina, but I imagine it's a happening place, and that's where the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament is again. Vanderbilt opens tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we are less than 24 hours away from the NHL trade deadline. We've seen the Predators trade Michael McCarron. We've seen the Predators trade Cole Smith. We've seen the Predators trade Nick Blankenberg. And I have a question about a player who's rumored to be available. And we're going to try to figure out something because there are a lot of players being moved around so far today. Crazy prices out there. It is a seller's market. I remember, Willie, people saying it was a buyer's market. Now it's a seller's market. So what is fair value for Ryan O'Reilly? We will attempt to answer that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.